Now we've got very tense going-ons between Iran and Azerbaijan, mostly dealing with Iranian military exercises that are going to be taking place along the border, and this has alerted and alarmed Azerbaijan. They are asking questions. Why now? Actually, that is a direct quote from Aliyev, who has said, why now? Why are they having these military exercises? And, quote, why on our border? That is what Aliyev said in an interview on Monday with Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency. Now, I mentioned Turkey because a lot of this has to do with the fact that two things. Iran appears to be very alarmed by this Turkey-Azerbaijan-Pakistan axis that has formed, that has been forming, and perhaps you could say has formed. And number two is that the foreign minister of Iran, Alexander, has said in a statement that he is alarmed with Azerbaijan's closeness to Israel. Yeah. In other words, and this is a quote from the foreign ministry spokesman, who said that Tehran will not tolerate the presence of such a close relationship between Azerbaijan and Israel. So what is going on here?
Oh, strong words from Iran. Well, let's first of all understand one important fact. For Iran and Azerbaijan, which tilts towards Israel and perhaps ultimately the United States, is a strategic nightmare. It would position the Israelis, let's assume it's Israel, if they were able to sort of get bases or overflying rights over Azerbaijan, in a position where they could launch a strike on Iran from the north, at the same time as conceivably or potentially using the very strong Israeli submarine force, for example, they might be able to launch a strike from the south. So from Iran's point of view, this is a strategic nightmare. So it is not surprising that the Iranians are extremely nervous about the fact that Azerbaijan has been tilting towards Israel, even talking about buying arms from Israel, which is, I think, for the Iranians, an extremely sensitive issue. Bear in mind that Azerbaijan is the northern territory of a larger region called Azerbaijan, of which southern Azerbaijan is an integral part of Iran. So there are those tensions. But I think beyond that, there is also the fact that, as you absolutely rightly say, the Iranians are concerned about the emergence of an Pakistan-Azerbaijan-Turkey axis. This is a major power block or potential power block to the north of Iran, encircling Iran. Afghanistan, of course, is now under the rule of the Taliban, who conceivably might align with that axis also. And that does understandably make the Iranians nervous. They're saying to themselves, we're being encircled by this ring of Sunni states to the west and east and north of us, and therefore we are concerned about it, and we want the Azerbaijanians, who perhaps we see as the weak link in this, to be aware of the fact that we are concerned about this. And here we see the fruits of Erdogan's overplaying his hand once more. Because if you remember, if you dial back to, you know, this time last year, and when there was this war between Azerbaijan and Armenia, Turkey backed Azerbaijan very openly, very strongly. And Azerbaijan won that war and achieved major territorial gains. And what that ended up doing was bringing Russian troops into the southern Caucasus. And it also simultaneously created a power imbalance that has now alarmed Iran. So in a sense, what Erdogan achieved through all of these wars is that he's created a situation where there are issues now between Iran and Azerbaijan. And with Azerbaijan, I suspect, increasingly feeling itself under pressure And I read recently that Aliyev, the president of Azerbaijan, is now contacting Moscow, trying asking again the Russians for some help in this situation, and perhaps indicating to the Russians that rather than buying weapons from Israel, he might be buying weapons from Moscow instead. So it's again, a product, if you like, of this big power play that Erdogan has conducted in the Caucasus and in Central Asia. And, of course, it's creating tensions in the region, this time between Azerbaijan and Iran. And, by the way, Iran has historically close connections with Armenia, which are playing out in ways that probably Erdogan himself never anticipated.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the conflict with Nagorno-Karabakh, because you also have, in all of this mix, you do have that still there. It's still lingering. For example, the Azerbaijan-Iranian relations have been strained over various truck driver arrests as well, Alexander, where Iran has criticized Azerbaijan's detention of Iranian drivers who are supplying Armenia. Obviously, you have a lot of supplies being run back and forth, and Azerbaijan has detained truck drivers who are Iranian, and those Iranian truck drivers are supplying Armenia. And there's a lot more to the story as to why they've been detained. You have various statements from both sides, but this has irked Iran. So, I mean, all this tension, whether it's on, everyday issues like truck drivers just kind of, crossing through this territory, which after the conflict was diced up and split up in various strange ways. You have like a little pocket of Azerbaijan, and then you have Armenia, and truck drivers have to go through, they have to cross various territories that are in dispute. Iran is now in this dispute. Everything's widened out.
Exactly.
More countries are involved in the Caucasus dispute from last 6 months ago, say.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly how it's turning out. And it's turning out in ways that are uncomfortable, I think, for us. I think Aliyev did not anticipate this. I think, there's a Russian phrase, dizzy with success. And I think that both he and Erdogan became a little dizzy with success. And they didn't see quite how things were going to work out for them. And they didn't realize that, an excessively great victory for Azerbaijan might be problematic for them. I mean, it would draw Armenia closer to Russia, bring the Russian army into the southern Caucasus, and it would also align Iran more closely with Armenia to balance out Turkey and Azerbaijan and create tensions between Azerbaijan and Iran, which hadn't previously existed. So this is what tends to happen when you don't really think things through very, very carefully, and when you don't consult widely, and you don't consult well. Now, Aliyev, I have to say, is a shrewd person. He's been around for a long time. I think he will probably know how to pull back a little. Erdogan needs to be careful because, from his point of view, those gains that he made in the Caucasus, which, to be honest, I think were already less great than he'd expected at some point, have a potential for not turning out well for him. It might become a problem if things, as I said, between Iran and Azerbaijan turn out very badly. That wouldn't be good for Erdogan. Bear in mind, he's had good relations with Iran until fairly recently. And during the 2016 coup attempt, Iran outspokenly supported him. And there was a time when it looked like his relations with Iran were actually becoming quite close. So he doesn't really want to see that relationship rupture because of a strategic play in the Caucasus, which perhaps he hasn't thought through very carefully. So I'm sure he's going to be talking, he will have talked all about that with his old friend, Mr. Putin, in Sochi, where they met. And, we'll see what comes of it.
What do you think Putin told Erdogan when they did talk about the situation in this region? And finally, to close out the video, what is the message that Iran is trying to send to Aliyev with these military exercises? What do they want?
Right.
Just de-escalation, pull back?
Absolutely. Well, what the Russians want and what they've been saying for a long time and what they will, I suspect, eventually achieve is that they want all the communications to be unblocked, all the roads in the Caucasus, which have been blocked now for 30 years, to be completely unblocked so that people can, and goods and traffic and all that sort of thing can move and move around freely. Ultimately, I think the Russian objective, though it's probably not openly stated, is that they want to see Azerbaijan drawn into the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and all those other institutions. But that's for the long term. For the medium and immediate term, they want all the roads, all the railway links, everything to be unblocked entirely, goods, people flowing and moving around from, you know, Azerbaijan to Armenia, from Armenia to Azerbaijan, both to Russia, both from Turkey. They don't want to see, you know, lorries with Iranian drivers being interfered with. And of course, they want the Russian army there policing the whole thing. And that's, I think, what the Russian objective is. It's in itself, a small, realizable objective. I think they will get it. But of course, it's one they can build on in the future. What Iran wants to do, what Iran wants with Azerbaijan, is that they want basically, first of all, they also want all the roads and railway links and all of that ended. And they want to see a general peace, as the Russians do in the Caucasus. They don't want to see any more fighting and any more wars. But like the Russians, what they also want to see eventually is Azerbaijan edging towards inclusion in the Eurasian institutions, primarily the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which Iran has just joined. Now, of course, the problem is that at the moment, Azerbaijan's key ally, Turkey, cannot join the SCO, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, because it is a member of NATO. So they'll have to find some way of finessing that round. But, you know, with people like Putin and Raisi and Aliyev all on the game, I'm sure they can find a way.
Okay. Real quick, do you worry about a conflict between Iran and Azerbaijan?
No, I don't think so. I think that certainly Azerbaijan doesn't want it. Certainly Erdogan doesn't want it. I think that, in military terms, to be straightforward about it, Iran is much stronger. I think, obviously, if Turkey was to join the war, then it would be different. But that would be an all-out war between Iran and Turkey, which I can't imagine anybody wanting to see. So I think some kind of a deal will be done. The Iranians have made a big pitch, a big move. Very typical, by the way, of the new government of Ebrahim Raisi. He takes a strong line. He asserts Iranian interests. He's not the very conciliatory, malleable figure that Hassan Rouhani wants. He wants to show that Iran will stand up for its interests, and that's what he's just done. And I think that, but I think at the end of the day, this is the part of the world where everybody deals, and a deal will indeed be done.
All right, we'll end it there. TheDuran.locals.com. Please check us out on TheDuran.locals.com. You'll find a link down below underneath this video. And I'll also pin a link to the comments as well. And also go to the Duran shop, pick up some merchandise, 10% off when you use the code REALNEWS. And look for us on new media platforms, Super U, Odyssey, BitChute, and Rumble. You'll find all our video catalog on those new media platforms. And those links are also underneath this video in the description box. Take care.